Good morning. My guest this morning is Ann Cummings Jacopetti. I know that name. appearing today to talk about regenerative agriculture. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've already said good morning.
Yes, I think we just did this a week ago.
That's right. That's right.
I'm beginning to be a habit here.
It's another one of those examples of how time flies when you're having fun.
Well, since I last was here, Roland and I went together and saw a movie that's at the Rialto. I want to really recommend that everyone go see this movie before it leaves. It's called Tomorrow. And it showcases the things that ordinary people on the grassroots are doing to address all of the challenges that face us.
It's an amazing movie.
Right. The social justice challenges, the environmental challenges. And I just am here today to tell you that we are also doing things here in Sonoma County. We have a coalition going with the Farmers Guild and 350 Sonoma, and we're bringing a microbiologist from the University of New Mexico named David C. Johnson, who's done some absolutely amazing work.
Sounds fantastic.
With the microbes in the soil and what really makes compost effective and how to make a compost that is going to significantly increase soil carbon, plant productivity, everything. It's a win, win, win all the way around. The thing that's exciting about David's research is that his compost can be used as an inoculant. One of the problems with compost is that we never can make enough of it.
That's right.
The farmers need it. We need a lot more of it than we're producing in the county. And the problem is, you know, supply and demand. Well, David's compost, with its high fungal mass, can inoculate an entire acre with 1 pound.
That is just mind-boggling.
And this will be very interesting. We have a lot of support from the agricultural community, both wine growing and our farmers, and the environmental community. But this is something that can really be engaging for everyone because it helps us understand who we are and how we got here and this magnificent system that creates life on this planet. I think we have been ignorant of it to our peril. We haven't understood what's beneath our feet, and that's the name of this particular talk, Solutions Beneath Our Feet. A new understanding, really, of environment and who we are and the soil.
So this is at the Shed in Healdsburg, right?
Shed in Healdsburg is co-sponsoring with us.
How do you find them? Where are they?
The Shed. Is it 5 North Street? Everybody should know the Shed in Healdsburg.
I think so.
It's easy to find. It's on North Street. I think it's number 5. And the date is May 3rd. That's a Wednesday night in the middle of the week. Then following it on Thursday in Pengrove at the Coyote Family Farm, we're doing a workshop between 3 and 5 to actually demonstrate how to build and make this kind of bioreactor.
So Dr. Johnson will be there.
He'll be there showing us all the ins and outs of how to do it, and all of us can have our own really effective little bioreactors on our property or on our farms. I hope that your listeners here can take advantage of this really great opportunity. Also, we're having a great conversation at the event. Paul Kaiser, a geosoil scientist from Davis, and somebody from the water company. I'm sorry, I'm running out of mind.
That's okay.
And you're running out of time.
Right.
Will be with us.
Well, for more information, they can call.
Go on the website, farmersguild.com. Or go on 350 Sonoma website or Facebook. You'll get all the information there.
Great. Thanks, Anna.
All right.
Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.